Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Russ Rogue, who's the president of HMTX Contract and Trade and also outgoing chairman of the board of the RFCI. Russ, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good morning, and thanks for making the time to visit with me today.
We're going to be together tomorrow in Chicago, but I wanted to go ahead and run this interview about the RFCI meeting that was just wrapped up last week. It was the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain out in Arizona. And it was a record crowd. I think you had 130 people there. But before we get to that, let's go to your day job. How's business in the resilient business for you?
Yeah, I think it's been a tale of two cities for us thus far, Kemp, this year. On the commercial side, the contract side, I think things are holding up reasonably well for us. You know, environments such as healthcare, education, more institutional type settings. I would say that on the other side of our business, the trade side, which would be predominantly retail, residential, remodel, replacement, and even multifamily, it's definitely been a little more challenging. So I guess fortunately for us, we have balance between the two. The year is not without its struggles or obstacles, but we're holding our own under the current, you know, economic climate that we're living in today.
All right, so let's go over to this RFCI meeting. You served on the board now for about 5 years. You were the vice chair for a couple of years, chairman for a couple of years, and I think secretary treasurer for a little while too. You followed Herb Upton into this role. Talk about the highlights of the meeting.
Yeah, it was really our most well-attended event. I think we had over 135, you know, individuals representing a variety of different companies. I mean, in most cases, the manufacturing companies kind of represent the board of directors, if you will. But then we also have tier one and tier two associate members. These could be companies, Kemp, that are supplying us as manufacturers with stabilizers and additives and pigments. Many of the adhesive companies that offer complementary products to make sure that our goods are installed appropriately attend these meetings. Technology companies like Unilin and Valinge and I4F are there. So it is really for any company that has a hand in either the manufacturing of resilient flooring or even those that are providing raw ingredients or complementary products to the resilient flooring industry are all there attending this meeting, which occurs twice a year. And the goal of the RFCI is to focus on promoting industry growth and, you know, ensuring the well-being of the resilient category. And we come together to tackle matters that we believe as individual member companies, we might not be able to address, but when we bring in the strength of all of these organizations acting as one for the good of the category, that's when we think the benefit of membership in the RFCI is really worthwhile for all of us. So it was a great meeting, arguably one of the best meetings that we've ever had.
Okay. I know you had Kermit Baker there. I'm interested to hear what he was saying. He's the chief economist with the AIA.
Yeah, I always enjoy listening to Dr. Kermit Baker. I think you know him well. And we had another gentleman from a service called Resi Club, which is R-E-S-I Club, a gentleman by the name of Lance Lambert. It was interesting to listen to both of those gentlemen. I mean, if I were to kind of encapsulate some of the things that were talked about, most of which, unfortunately, were kind of on the concerning side of the equation. You know, one of the things that is worrisome is the slow job growth. Interest rates, particularly the 30-year mortgage rate, remains above 6%. Overall, housing affordability right now is difficult, especially for newer or younger or first-time home buyers. Ratio of homeowners insurance and the cost of property taxes compounded with the cost of housing is really making it difficult for some of those younger and first time home buyers. And then bouncing back to the interest rate, one of the surveys, a poll that Resi Club had done, reaching out to either those that would be interested in buying a home or those that would be interested in putting their home up for sale with mortgage rates at 6%. The poll showed that 86% of the people that were contemplating either buying or selling would be more inclined to act if the interest rate were closer to 5%. So if we could see future cuts by the Fed ultimately affect the 30-year mortgage rate to the point where it could get down to that 5% level, we might be able to see some activity resurge, which would be great for all of us. You know, some other things, you know, the shortage of labor, particularly in the construction sector. I think that Kermit Baker pointed out that 25% of all construction workers are foreign born. And then when you look specifically at the trades, such as roofers, painters, drywallers, and of course, flooring installers. That number gets up to 40%. So if we see continued crackdown on those that might be here in the country illegally, and also a reduction in those that maybe would be otherwise interested in coming to the United States, that type of a shortage in workers was something that could be worrisome. On the commercial side, you know, construction was down slightly in 2025 as a whole. I think that similar projection for 2026 from Dr. Baker, I think he had it up overall 1.34%, and that was across all categories such as retail, lodging, et cetera. It doesn't look even that attractive though, Kemp, if you take out data centers, because I think data centers are probably the one category that is up considerably. And if you take that out of the mix, it looks even less appealing on the commercial side. Not to necessarily only focus on the challenges, I would say from an opportunistic standpoint, you know, one of the things that the lack of housing affordability is probably going to fuel is multifamily business. Now, multifamily has cooled over the past 2 years, but again, if we face these other housing affordability challenges, there could be another potential wave in multifamily. And of course, those that aren't moving or selling their homes, likely remodeling is going to be their outlet. We're hoping that remodeling could be a little stronger in the future as well.
Well, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? I say that because It sounds like there's still some gaps to get through before we see any goodness on the other side on demand, right?
Yeah, I think on the economy, the message was basically 2026 is likely to look a lot like 2025. I think it's going to be a matter of, you know, hunkering down and just making sure that, you know, companies like us and those in our category are delivering products with value. I still feel the resilient category is positioned nicely, even in challenged or down economies. I mean, the products that we bring to market are long lasting, very durable. They're beautiful, easy to take care for, easy to install. And really the cost relative to the value proposition, it's really probably one of the best values out there. I still am bullish on the category, even though macroeconomic things certainly look a little cloudy these days.
Yeah, I saw you had a couple of lawyers there. Did anybody weigh in on what the Supreme Court might do this week when they start talking about the legality of these tariffs?
Yes. So we had a gentleman by the name of Wes Suddeth from Venable. He spoke with the group about the current tariff landscape. What do we expect the Supreme Court to do when they meet? He pegged it as 60-40. 60% likely that the Supreme Court would rule against the tariffs, which would lead to a removal of those tariffs. But he was also quick to caution us from getting too excited about that outcome, only because there are other levers suggesting that there could be other codes or sections of trade law that the administration could utilize to achieve their objectives and outcomes. Still, nonetheless, be interesting to see how the Supreme Court weighs in.
Yep. Okay, Russ, you're headed off the board now. Give me a couple of the highlights of what you accomplished while you were there.
Yeah, you know, Kemp, I would comment on one thing that's been really specific and particular interest to me, as well as our owner, Harlan Stone, and that is to continue emphasizing the rigid core performance standard, which is referred to as ASSURE. It's been a great addition to our organization from a standard setting perspective. We as a company really ensure that every rigid core product that we bring to market is ASSURE certified. For a product to be considered ASSURE certified, it has to be Fourscore certified. It has to contain no heavy metals. It has to contain no orthophthalates. It has to be manufactured by a facility or a factory that gets audited and must also have all of the appropriate ISO standards from a quality control perspective. And then lastly, it has to go through a set of performance criteria, which is an ASTM standard known as ASTM F3261. So it's a great standard as it was first conceived. But what we were able to do over the past 2 years, of course, with a lot of cooperation from the member companies, is we've been able to add now a vertical deflection test to the ASSURE standard. So it's obviously a test intended to measure the performance properties of the strength of the groove of the product, measuring the likelihood of success, frankly, because we've had many products, unfortunately, in the category, fracture, crack, break, et cetera, from heavy traffic, rolling loads, and so forth. And so we're really excited to see this new component be added to the Assure standard going forward. So that was achieved over the past 2 years with a lot of help from the various committees and support from the board to get that accomplished.
All right, Russ, we're about to run out of time. I really appreciate you giving us an update on this meeting. It really is a professional group of leaders. Again, been talking to Russ Rogue, the president of HMTX Contract and Trade and the outgoing chairman of the board of the RFCI. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.